You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Protected. U.S. Tax Shield. Action guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Most voters express disappointment when candidates resort to negative campaigning, but the smear campaigns have been around as long as politicians have been looking for votes. John Clemens reports.
The dirty tricks, cheap shots, and the October surprises have always been a part of politics. Now Joseph Cummins has authored a book, Anything for a Vote. One of his favorites is from the 1864 election, when opponents of Lincoln tried some dirty politics.
They even attack our sacred icons like Abraham Lincoln by claiming that he never washed his socks and therefore he had smelly feet. So I think probably they would have welcomed Donald Trump with open arms back in those days.
Cummins has researched all the presidential elections using a ranking system called the Sleazometer. He says now the Sleazometer is quivering between 7 to 8 on a scale of 10, but says it's going to get much worse. I'm John Clemens.
Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert has pleaded guilty in a federal hush money case. Hastert entered the plea today in Chicago on a charge of evading currency reporting requirements. The once powerful Illinois Republican reportedly made illegal bank withdrawals to cover up sexual misconduct and could be sent to prison for up to 5 years. The Federal Reserve is wrapping up a two-day meeting to decide whether to raise interest rates. Many economists say there's little chance policymakers will raise rates for the first time in nearly a decade, given the global uncertainty and continuing low inflation. The benchmark rate has not changed since 2006. You're listening to USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, and welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:04 already on October 28th. I hope you're having a great day. Just want to give you an update on what we're doing today here. From 3 to 4 today, you know, October is actually Domestic Violence Month. And I am just such a fan of Tina Turner. And her life has always intrigued me and inspired me. And I'm sure she has for you as well. So for the next hour from 3 to 4, we're going to listen to some of her great music. I'm going to try to dig up some information on her bio just so we can kind of reflect on why all that happened and how she overcame it. Because, again, she is truly an inspiring woman. So that's what we're going to talk about from 3 to 4 on Talented People. And then from 4 to 5, guess what? It's already the third year anniversary week of Hurricane Sandy. And it kind of feels like it outside. So we're going to have members back of the FEMA Recovery Center and the ongoing work that's being done on Sandy in the state of New Jersey here in studio from 4 to 5 on Talented People. They've been here before, and everything they talk about is so interesting. You know, we forget, really, once the lights come back on, what happens. We see our damage, but you know, these are people that are 3 years later working out there diligently, and there's still people who aren't back in their homes yet. So if you want to listen in, I appreciate you hanging in there with us and listening to what's going on right now. Again, it does feel like Hurricane Sandy weather. It's this afternoon, 100% chance of showers. It is yucky out. High about 65, so the temperature is holding in there. It's actually a little muggy. Southeast wind about 16 miles per hour, 100% again chance of precipitation. Showers tonight before 7 p.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 7 and 12 a.m., and then, 2 a.m., and then showers after 2 again. So it's going to continue to be 100% chance through the night of rain, and then a chance of showers before noon on Thursday, partly sunny with a high about 71. West wind 7 to 15 miles per hour, 30% chance tomorrow of precipitation. Mostly clear on Thursday night with a low about 43, and then sunny all day with a high of 57 on Friday. Mostly clear with a low around 33 on Friday night. And then Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 55 and mostly cloudy with a low about 41 on Saturday night. Looks like it's going to be fun on Halloween for that kind of weather, temperature, and forecast. And then chance of rain after 9 a.m. on Sunday, mostly cloudy, the high of 61. Looks like a football day. And then chance of rain before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low about 43. Partly sunny all day on Monday with a high of 63 and then mostly cloudy with a low of 44 on Monday night. So we're going to go to our quick breaks right now. Commercials, update you guys on our sponsors here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. And thanks for listening to Talented People. We'll be right back.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical. Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love? Oh,
Welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. It's about 3 o'clock, 3:11 actually already. I can't believe it, on October 28th. And today on Talented People, because I just can't stand how much I love Tina Turner's music, I was thinking about, being that it's Domestic Violence Month, and that it'd be kind of nice, since I didn't have a guest, to be able to share with you a little bit of the information I've been trying to find out more about her, and then listen to some of the songs. So, of course, that is just an awesome song, What's Love Got to Do with It. But it is interesting, you know, she was born Anna Mae Bullock, and she was born November 26, 1939, better known again as stage name Tina Turner. She's a singer, dancer, actress. Oops, here we go. Let's hold on 1 second here. Let me put you on pause there. Don't get ahead of me. All right. I'm actually broadcasting this from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Studios, and it's just always nice to be here, and I appreciate you listening in. We are going to have FEMA on, New Jersey State Governor, and the information on recovery for Sandy from 4 to 5. But for right now, we are going to continue on. If you like, actually, this format, and you like hearing music like this, because I could pick them out, let me know. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Jeannie Murphy, PR. That's JeanneMurphyPR. And let us know, because it'd be my pleasure to play more music on Talented People every now and then as well. So let's go back and listen to a couple more songs. This one's going to be good to listen to, and then we're going to go to our break. But here you go.
Pantene presents the Towel Torture Test. Strong is beautiful.
Be good to me.
so funny. I'm sitting here in the studio, like, rocking it out. And I'm kind of laughing because it's like, well, it's my show, I guess, and I don't really care. I'm working. So I hope you're enjoying this music because I really am. And even though it is Domestic Violence Month and we are doing this tribute to Tina Turner because of her pretty much the cruelty she endured by her husband, Ike Turner, we're going to focus on the good stuff. Because if you listen to that music, and I was actually listening to it and watching it on YouTube. So, you know, you can hear how amazing she is, and then you watch her and you're just like, oh my God, how could somebody overcome such ridiculous, you know, ridiculous life? I mean, basically, in short, he pretty much put her out there and then, you know, beat her up and everything and took all the credit. That's the short version. You can look on Wikipedia. I'm reading it, and I'll share a little bit more with you after we get back from the break. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It is the 28th already of October, 3:18 in the afternoon, and we're doing a tribute to Tina Turner. So stay with us. I hope you're enjoying it, as I am.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard, Corky & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station studio in Flemington, New Jersey. Thanks for listening in. Today, we're doing a tribute, really, to Tina Turner. It is Domestic Violence Month in October. But you know what? Let's focus on the good. I'm going to read you a little bit from Wikipedia about her. Again, she was born Anna Mae Bullock in 1939, and she's Tina Turner. She's actually a resident now, a Swiss citizen, I should say. She was born and raised in southeastern United States, but she is a Swiss citizen now. She began her musical career in the 1950s as a featured singer with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, first recording in 1958 under the name Little Ann. Her introduction to the public as Tina Turner began in 1960 as a member of the Ike and Tina Turner Review, and success followed with a string of notable hits credited to the duo, including Fool in Love, River Deep, Mountain High. Love that song. I'm going to listen to that in a little bit. Proud Mary and Nutbush City Limits, a song which she herself wrote. In her autobiography, I, Tina, she revealed several instances of severe domestic abuse against her by Mike Turner prior to 1976 when they split and subsequently divorced in 1978. She was raised as a Baptist. She's her faith is actually Buddhism after 1971, crediting the religion and its spiritual chant really for helping her endure some of the difficult times. After her divorce from Ike Turner, she rebuilt her career throughout live performances. In the early 80s, she launched a major comeback with another string of hits, starting in 1983 with the single Let's Stay Together, followed by the 1984 release of her fifth solo album, Private Dancer, which became a worldwide success. What's Love Got to Do with It, the lead single, won 3 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year. Her solo success continued with multi-platinum albums, Break Every Rule, Foreign Affair, and with singles such as We Don't Need Another Hero, The Best, Golden Eye, and from the James Bond film, the same name, What's Love Got to Do with It. It was later used as the title of a loosely based biographical adapted from her autobiography. In addition to her music career, Turner has also experienced success in films, including the role as Acid Queen in the 1975 rock musical Tommy, starring role alongside of Mel Gibson in 1985, actor the action film Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and a cameo role in 1993's film hit Last Action Hero. So let's listen to some more music, because I'm talking, but don't you find that awesome? And okay, she's inspiring, and she got back up on her feet and just turned it all around. So that's what we're focusing on today. Listen to this song. I'm sure you're going to love it.
I set no TC each morning for my frequent heartburn, because you can't beat zero heartburn. The sweet taste of it.
Prilosec OTC. One pill each morning, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
Sky, the kind you make your wishes on.
We're back here in studio again. We're just having such a rocking time. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm loving it, okay? Like, I'm absolutely loving this. I want to do it all the time. Listening to awesome, talented people, singers like Tina Turner. She is just remarkable. And we have another whole half hour left for us to enjoy. So I'm going to go to the news break real quick, set up some of the other songs I want to share with you, and then we'll go back to learning more about her in just a minute or two. Here's the news, and thanks for listening. It's 3:28 on October 28th. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. The Federal Reserve is keeping short-term interest rates near zero for the time being. Fed officials wrapped up a two-day policy meeting by leaving the door open for a possible rate hike in December. The central bank says the pace of job gains slowed while the economy showed moderate growth. Ahead of the third Republican debate tonight, Marco Rubio is answering questions that will not be asked in the debate.
Who would win in a fight, Spider-Man or Batman?
Spider-Man or Batman?
Yep.
Probably Batman.
Least favorite vegetable?
It's not a vegetable. I don't like mushrooms.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
TV show you DVR?
Ballers on HBO.
A new video posted by the Florida Senator's campaign yesterday features Rubio answering questions like Twitter or Facebook, an iPhone or Android. Rubio will be on the main stage of the third Republican debate tonight in Boulder, Colorado. CNBC will air the event live starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. You're listening to USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool.
Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the show. It's already 3:31 on October 28th. I hope you're having a great day. Hope you have nice plans for holiday weekend. Halloween's always a lot of fun. Get out there. Basically, it's going to rain like crazy for the next couple hours, through the night, actually. Tomorrow afternoon, it should be kind of decent. And then through Friday, it's going to be okay. And then around 55 in the afternoon, clear and sunny, mostly on Saturday, about 42 in the evening while trick-or-treating is going on. And then it's going to be a little overcast and about 55 degrees on Sunday for football. And then it's looking good again. So I'm just so excited to be here today. We're doing a tribute to Tina Turner because of the fact that October is Domestic Violence Month. But, you know, she overcame such unbelievable obstacles that I don't even think it's fair to focus on the bad. I'd rather just make sure we remind each other about how you can overcome challenges. She is one of the world's best-selling music artists of all time. She's also been known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. She's been termed the most successful female rock and roll artist, receiving 11 Grammy Awards, including 8 competitive awards and 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards. She's also sold more concert tickets than any other solo performer in history. Her combined album and single sales are totaling approximately 100 million copies worldwide, making her one of the biggest selling females in music history. Again, she's noted for her energetic stage presence, powerful vocals, and career longevity. In 2008, she returned from a semi-retirement to embark on the Tina 50th Anniversary Tour. Turner's tour became one of the highest selling ticket shows of 2008 and 9. Rolling Stone ranked her number 63 on their 100 greatest artists of all time. In 1991, she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm thinking, if you're counting there, I think she is actually, if my math's correct, like 76 years old. So I am amazed. I the energy this woman gives out, I just love it. I hope you're enjoying it. So let's listen to this song. You're going to love it.
You wouldn't hire an organist without hearing them first.
Charge.
So why would you invest without checking BrokerCheck? Check your broker with BrokerCheck.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
and rough.
And I will
but we're going to take the beginning of this song. And do it easy.
Big wheel,
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we do.
Bone burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
Ooh, rolling.
Ooh,
rolling on the river.
Listen to the story. Left a good job
down in the city.
Working for the
keep on burning.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Welcome back to Talented People. We kind of like lost our momentum on that one. That is a great song, and we were right in the middle of it, and then I actually pushed the wrong button. So that's my fault. I apologize. Anyway, all right, so here we are doing our tribute to Tina Turner. It's so much fun. I am so loving it. It's 3:40 on the 28th of October. Hope you are too. And here we go with another one, okay? So bear with me, because what I'm learning how to do here is actually take something off of YouTube and put it on. So until I figure out how to control that first commercial, you're going to have to live with me through it. All right, stand by.
MasterCard and Android Pay have made buying stuff so easy that I have a lot of time to, you know, play.
Cotton balls!
When I was a little girl,
I'm not afraid to
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Same. You don't look at their face. promises, and you don't ask never. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for months. I'll do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will. Is down.
So this is the end of our show already. It's 3:57 on October 28th. I hope you liked our Talented People show today. It was a tribute to Tina Turner. I am just the hugest fan. I think she's amazing. October is Domestic Violence Month. So, you know, I got to say something. You know, I lived next door. It was kind of one of those classic stories where I lived next door to this woman and she literally had bruised eyes and she had small children. And I was young. I was really young, too. My kids were young with my husband in Baltimore. And when I think about it, you know, she really did actually say things like, oh, I slipped in the bathtub. And it haunts me to this day because at the time I really just didn't know what to do. And there's been so much progress. This is like 20 years later. Right. But it was kind of classic stories. And I feel so bad about it. I wish I would have actually spent more time. I'm glad to know she's okay now. Everything's fine. But at the same time, you know, if you feel something's wrong, usually there's something is. So keep that in mind. Now, because it is Domestic Violence Month, I want to share that. But I also want everybody to know that Tina Turner, she's just an amazing woman. You can tell, like, oh, my God, right? So let's leave on this last song, The Best. And then stay with me. We're going to have Talented People with the New Jersey State Sandy Recovery Team talking about 3 years later. We'll be right back.